Hello and welcome again to this edition of Total Health with Dr. Cage. This is the podcast of health, wellness, human consciousness, and human potential and longevity. Today's episode is another opportunity for you to become more aware of the kinds of propaganda that is out there and is definitely being used to negatively affect your health and relies completely on the hope that you have not educated yourself on the basics of science and how your body actually works. What am I referring to? Why, to the shingles, of course, and not the ones you put on your roof. To learn what you would be well served to be informed of regarding shingles and propaganda, please stay tuned for the whole podcast. Today's promotion of my other services pertains to some of my specialties, with specialty in quotes, because it's really hard to be a holistically minded naturopathic physician practicing natural medicine and then to say we specialize, because what we do is address the health of the whole body simultaneously, body, mind, and spirit. That said, I have tended to attract patients in a few key areas over the years, and these include endocrinology at the top of the list. This includes all the organs and glands that generate and regulate our body's hormones, one of the main internal regulation systems our bodies have. I've worked with more patients on thyroid disorders than any other single condition, as well as women's hormones, fertility, menopause, and especially stress in the adrenal glands. If you or someone you know are dealing with these areas, I am available to work via telemedicine as well as in person, where telemedicine is the fancy modern term that's arisen in the last few years, that the vast majority of what we do, you don't actually have to go to the doctor's office. We can consult via usually a video conference and get most of the information we need to help you well on your way to normal health. All of this information, my contact, my phone number, my emails, it's all on my website, www.drcagesays.org. All right, let's get on with today's podcast. Today's topic is shingles, and by this, I mean a very painful condition involving your nerves and skin lesions. Shingles is caused by a virus, and to be specific, it is a varicella zoster virus, which is the same virus that causes the chickenpox. You may see shingles referred to as herpes zoster or sometimes just zoster, but the most common name is shingles, and the causal agent is the varicella zoster virus. What is the difference between chickenpox and shingles? This is actually the key question to what I am presenting today. The first time we are exposed to the varicella zoster virus, usually as children for most of us, we will probably catch a case of the chickenpox. This is a mostly mild illness that produces a rash with very itchy red lesions. Case of the chickenpox usually resolves on its own in a week to 10 days and is treated naturally with basic immune support and plenty of rest. Cases of chickenpox, especially among children, also resolve very quickly with homeopathic treatment, which does require some proficiency and experience with the process of evaluating symptoms from the homeopathic perspective. If you have done your homework and you have skill with homeopathy, you've read the books, you've been experimenting as you go along, and you've got children of the young growing children age, learning homeopathy is one of the best things you can do for your family. If not, then please consult with a naturopathic physician or a professional homeopath, which I can do consults via telemedicine as well. But homeopathy does help resolve chickenpox quickly. Once the case of chickenpox resolves, the virus usually goes dormant. This involves hiding from your immune system inside nerve cells. The virus can be dormant for many years, even decades, and possibly the rest of your life. If the virus ever becomes active, it will not give you another case of the chickenpox where you may have a rash all over the entire body. What it will cause is similar painful itchy rashes that shingles is famous for, which can be more severe and painful than the original chickenpox case was. And it tends to break out along the line in your body where that nerve runs that is affected. This is called medical terminology, a dermatome. And that's the region where the body where that nerve runs. The most common presentation of shingles is for there to be a strip of red, painful lesions on one side of the body only. And that strip of lesions then follows the dermatomes, which of course we have maps for in our medical literature. And in theory, this makes it easy for the physician to make a diagnosis. I was actually fooled once, however, because the patient had several adjacent dermatomes affecting both sides of the body. It looked like something else in the early stages, so I started treating it as if it were a different rash, and which, of course, didn't work. They came back a couple days later. Another dermatome had broken out on one side only, which was the big clue for how I needed to treat it, and their case began to resolve quickly. Well, I certainly learned from that, and I hope I don't make that mistake ever again. That was many years ago. I've seen a lot of shingles patients since, some of them having lesions on both sides of the body. And once I got it out of my mind that shingles had to present on only one side of the body, I haven't been fooled by that one. So, a quick recap. The childhood illness of chickenpox, the chickenpox resolves, the virus goes dormant for years, decades, and probably the most common is for the entire life of the patient. That's right. Most people who have the chickenpox never get the shingles. So what causes some people to get the shingles then, years after their case of chickenpox is resolved? Well, I'm very glad you asked that question. The main contributing factor to an outbreak of shingles are, number one, age. It is primarily an illness seen in the elderly, although I have, upon occasion, treated cases in their late 20s and early 30s. Second, high levels of stress. Stress is well known to suppress the immune system, which then allows the virus to, quote unquote, break out. You have a breakout, rash breaks out. It's almost as if those little viruses are breaking out of jail because the guards are gone, i.e. your immune system. That's pretty much the way to think of this. If your guards go away, your immune system is turned off, then the shingles virus might break out. And third, all of this is more likely to happen, i.e. the virus breakout, with long-term immune system suppression, such as through low-quality foods, not enough intake of good immune-boosting nutrients, possibly coupled with lifestyle factors that further can suppress the immune system, such as smoking, increased alcohol consumption, not enough exercise, and, of course, the side effects of many prescription medicines, which the elderly are more likely to be taking than the young. So when and if you get an outbreak of shingles, it is important to note that you did not just get exposed to the shingles virus. You've already had that virus hiding out inside you for many years, even decades. And that brings us to the main point of this podcast, which is to prepare you to be forewarned and forearmed against a certain set of propaganda you just might be faced with. I just was exposed to another round of this propaganda when I saw a poster at a pharmacy I had occasion to visit recently. The propaganda in question was an advertisement for the shingles vaccine. Now, if you happen to have read my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World, you are aware that I'm definitely not fond of any vaccine, primarily because of the highly toxic ingredients they contain and a host of other reasons revolved around the fact that, in general, most vaccines fail to deal with the root cause of the infectious illness in question. If you want to understand more details of that, please read the book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World. I have a whole chapter on the problems with the way modern vaccines are being used. Now, this was published mid-2019, just prior to any worldwide outbreak of potentially new viruses. So this is old information from that standpoint, but it's all still valid. The theory of modern vaccinations may have been altruistic at one point, hoping to prevent debilitating and sometimes fatal infectious illnesses. But it turns out historically that sanitation and hygiene are what have corrected the root causes of infectious illness in the vast majority of instances. Traditional vaccines are aimed at keeping you from catching a new illness. But as we've just learned, shingles is not a new illness. If you had the chickenpox, you already have the virus that causes shingles inside you. There is no vaccine that can keep you from catching the shingles because you've already got it. It is the lifestyle factors of stress, nutrition, immune system support, and other lifestyle factors that can suppress your immune system, which can potentially result in you having a shingles outbreak. Trying to vaccinate against a disease you already have is a lot like shutting the barn door after the horse has already escaped. Or maybe put another way, it's like installing a fire alarm after the building has already burned down. It just won't work. Shingles vaccines are day late, maybe years and decades late, and many dollars short, especially when you consider that all the toxins you would have injected, even if children, which are now recommending getting vaccinated against the chickenpox, it's pumping kids full of vaccines that are full of toxins, and that is the biggest problem why I don't like vaccines, especially when the number one root cause treatment to prevent chickenpox, to treat them effectively, or to prevent the shingles outbreaks, is keeping your immune system healthy. So there you have it. This is a shorter episode today. The propaganda in this case is aimed at convincing you to agree to be injected with this mix of poisons to keep you from, quote unquote, catching a disease you already have. If anything, that vaccine will hurt your immune system, not help it. As we've seen, keeping your immune system strong as well as managing your stress is the only thing that will ever keep you from getting the shingles. So in addition to all my other services, I help a lot of people boost your immune system, deal with stress. So please contact me. As wrap up, I do have a request that you please subscribe to my podcast. If you've been listening, you like what you're hearing, you can subscribe from the Podbean website or from the Podbean app on your smartphone. This will eventually over time help my ratings and help me get seen by more people and getting this words of natural healing spread to a wider audience. So until next time, this is Dr. Cage wishing you good health.